The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Due to the heat, you're going to get a condensed version of the sermon, so pay attention or you'll miss it. Today's gospel is one with which most Christians are familiar. Judge not, ye shall not be judged. Unfortunately, it's usually misunderstood and misused. Often when faced with scathing or unpleasant criticism, Christians resort to this passage as sort of a defense. Either how could thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that's in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that's in thy brother's eye. In other words, who are you to judge me? Don't you have enough faults to worry about? Why are you so worried about my failings? This passage can also be used as a way to escape responsibility. When faced with an unpleasant choice, when faced with something that might require taking a stance, Christians often hide behind this passage when the going gets rough. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Who hasn't resorted to the old expedient of, it's not for me, who am I to judge? Just think of all the evil we as a society or as individuals have tolerated out of fear of appearing to be judgmental. Think of all the negative connotations the word judgmental conveys. But this passage is not really about judgment and appearing judgmental. Take another look. How does it start out? Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. It's about an attitude, an approach to life. Judgment is mentioned, but so much more is. Forgiven ye shall be forgiven. Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running all over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again. More than anything, this passage is about generosity. It's calling upon us to be generous in our dealings with others, to follow the example of Jesus. It's reminding us of the summary of the law that you heard at the beginning of the service. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and thy neighbor as thyself. Today's gospel is reminding us that it's unreasonable to expect God to treat us any differently than we treat him. For with the same measure that ye met withal, it shall be measured to you again. If we ignore God, if we assign him only a minor part in our lives, carefully regulated and controlled, if we build fences around our heart and ignore or begrudge what God is asking of us, is it any wonder that the love of God cannot break through to us? If we insist on maintaining control, is it any wonder that the Holy Ghost cannot transform us into what God would have us to be, what Jesus came to earth to make us? God might want to work wonders through us, but it's still up to us to say yes. Let us pray with today's collect that God will increase and multiply upon us his mercy, so that we may pass through this world, that we lose not the world to come. Jesus has shown us how to be perfect. Let us pray that we may have the grace to follow his example. Let us pray that we may strive to be merciful and generous as our Father in heaven is. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Amen. Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be all praise, laud, honor, glory, and dominion, now and forever.